The following podcast of The Blitz is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine, and if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, and you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101.
The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You can also watch us on live stream. Which you want to do when Kerry Brook drops by. Nobody wants to see us, but just go to ESPN975.com. Click on Watch Us on Live Stream. You missed the first hour. Pretty much all Texans, which we'll continue doing. You know, one thing before we grab a couple phone calls here, I don't understand Twitter. I blocked four people yesterday and pick up 100 followers because of it.
Yeah, you were on a roll yesterday.
Well, it was my first day not drinking, so I was kind of pissy. Not going to lie.
Everybody thought you were day drinking.
No. I had to stop because, you know, I'm doing this whole cleansing thing before I start this diet. And so I was in a bad mood, and I wasn't really. And that guy has been just a freaking troll from the beginning. He's just making stuff up. I am not going to sit back when people just make stuff up anymore and not respond to it. I'm gonna light him up, and then I'm gonna do my real bitch move, which is when his little friends came after me. I basically insulted them and then blocked them before they could respond. That's my new move. So,
well, hey, whatever works for you.
Yeah, it's fun for me.
Yeah, it was random. I was
well, and it was an attack on you, and it was bull bleep.
Yeah,
because he said, "Oh, this is the guy who picked the Rangers 2 years ago, or some."
Like the year the Astros won the World Series, yeah. He said, "I picked the Rangers to win the division." I was like, "No,
no." And I just said, "I know I picked the Rangers. He picked the Astros. Don't make stuff up." And then he didn't like that I dared to respond to him, so I apologized for a small penis and blocked him.
It escalated rather quickly.
Yeah, well, I wasn't in the mood for any
nonsense.
Yeah, if you're gonna just make stuff up. And that, unfortunately, is the world we live in. You just make stuff up, and then that makes you right. No. 713-780-ESPN. Want to grab a couple of these calls here?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's go, Henry.
Henry, hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up, sports, man?
Hey, good deal. Hey, I got a couple things I want to throw out there about the Texans. First of all, listening to you guys, I hear a lot of the things y'all talking about. I want to first throw out and say, we don't have an identity established. Bill O'Brien's problem to me is that he just don't have an identity. I feel that we're more of a passing team rather than running, because we don't have the personnel to run the ball the way he tries to run the ball. That's number one. Second, our cornerback, our DBs, oh, my God. If they just turn their head around, we get beat so many times because these guys don't really know how to play the game. I mean, they run blind to the player, and they never turn around. That's why these guys catching so many balls on them. And I say that because I played ball before. So, I mean, that's my opinion. You guys can weigh in on that. Just let me know what you think.
Well, another problem with it is they're just slow. They're old.
There's been a couple of times where even if they did look back, they weren't getting to the ball.
And it's you know, it's nothing. I mean, Jonathan, I hate to dump on Jonathan Joseph because that guy's had a really great career. But he's 34 years old, and he's not keeping up with Odell Beckham. He's just not.
And not a lot of guys are, let's be fair.
But 28-year-old Jonathan Joseph could.
Yeah.
He's just not that guy anymore. He's got that same name, but he's not the same guy. And it's the sad reality of the NFL as that happens. And I get what you're saying about they don't have the personnel to be a running team, which I agree with. The problem is, if you want to be a passing team, especially a down-the-field passing team, which when you've got Hopkins and Fuller, that's what you're set up to be, you kind of need an offensive line that can hold off pass rush for more than 2-3 seconds. And right now, they don't have those people either. It's really hard to establish any offensive identity when you have the offensive line that the Texans do. You can't say, oh, well, we want to be a physical team because you don't have those people.
No.
You can't say we want to be a down-the-field passing team because you don't have the people. It's they're just in a spot where they're, you know, and this is why, you know, I've been crapping on O'Brien all day. At some point, he's hamstrung because what can he really do? What can you do with this offense?
Well, I just think be less predictable. The run the ball on first and second down thing he's consistently done throughout his 5-year career. Mix it up and throw the ball on first down when they've got a run defense in there, and maybe you don't get pressure on your quarterback. Maybe you get him some easy throws that get you 6 or 7 yards. And if it doesn't work, what have you lost? 1 yard on first down? Just mix it up a little bit. Maybe play with the same urgency that you come out in the second half. Maybe start the game with that sense of urgency and those kind of plays and quick pace.
It's a little easier when you're coming out playing a team who's got a 14-point lead on you and they're not quite as intense as they were early in the game.
No, but if you come out and throw the ball on first down early, you're going to create some opportunities, and that'll free the running game up too. These are little things that he ought to know by now.
Yeah.
But he doesn't, and that's why it's frustrating. Why don't you grab another one there?
Let's go to Daniel.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Sports is going on.
Hey, man. First of all, I just want to say I listen to you guys. I listen to a lot of Houston radio. I want to give y'all props. Y'all call it how it is. Don't care what else anybody else in the city thinks. And I give you mad props because this team is trash. Now, my thing, Deshaun Watson, right? He was great last year, and he shows flashes this year. But even when the guy gets time, he's thrown in the ground. I don't know how many times yesterday he just threw it at people's feet or overthrowing them. If he put that ball on the money when he had Will Fuller in the end zone beat, I mean, he had the guy beat. All he had to do was put on the money, and we have a touchdown. The game opens up, whatever. But he just doesn't seem the same. I get it. We don't have an offensive line. That's understandable. But when the guy does get some time, he's not on the money.
Yeah. I mean, that's. I talked about that in the first segment. Watson hasn't been what he was a year ago. And it's understandable. He's coming off a major injury, and that sort of happens. But the problem is Texans fans, as a general populace, put so much faith in the fact that he was going to be an A-plus player. And right now he's like a B-minus player, C-plus, B-minus player. And
yeah, that's the thing. He hasn't been terrible. He just hasn't been.
He hasn't been transcendent, which right. is what everyone
which
was
is
expecting.
What, yeah, and frankly, if he's not going to be transcendent, they're just not good enough anywhere else. So he can be pretty good.
It's almost like George Springer. Like, George Springer this year has been okay. He hasn't been what he was last year. He hasn't been what maybe people thought he was going to be permanently. But, you know, he's better than some alternatives. It's just he's just not an A-plus guy right yet. And not to say that Deshaun can never be an A-plus guy. I still tend to think he can eventually. He's got to get some help. He can't be an A-plus guy behind this offensive line. I know that.
I don't think he's that far away, but they need help on the offensive line. They need some better play calling. And to this day, if I'm the owner and I'm not going to fire Bill O'Brien, I'm calling into my office and say, go call Jim Caldwell or somebody like that and bring in an offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
And you know what? Let's have Romeo Crennel on notice that if this doesn't get better, I'm replacing you two. If I'm going to be stuck with that head coach, I'm replacing the coordinators.
But the Watson thing, if people saw last year, the six games last year, and said, if he can do, the offensive line wasn't good last year.
Right.
And but he was still doing it.
The thing is, and I think I said this on the time, I think he has a chance to be great. I didn't expect him to do what he did last year, but I expected him to be closer. And he's not there. And I think there's a lot of reasons for it, and some of it's on him. But I also...
The league adjusts also.
Yeah.
I mean...
But I don't think the Texans' offense has adjusted to what the league has done. And I also think they threw away all the things that worked. And they still didn't... a few times they ran some of those plays, but it wasn't as consistent as it was last year when they were making things happen. And I also think they miss Deontay Foreman because he broke some plays for him while Watson was out there, and that improved the run
game. You
think
he would have averaged more than 1 yard per carry?
I'm going to go on record as saying I think he would have averaged at least 1.5 yards per carry.
Well, that would have actually brought down the team average from 1.6. All right, we'll get to your other calls on the other side of this break. I got to tell you about Gulfgate Dodge. It's Gulfgate time. The savings never stop out at Gulfgate. They're your savings headquarters Monday through Friday and every Sunday, and the summer clearance event rolls on at Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. During the Labor Day event, you can lease a 2018 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited Sport 4x4, just $185 a month. Or a 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Lone Star Crew Cab, just $299 a month. You can get all these great deals at Gulfgate Dodge. They've got the largest Ram inventory in the loop. New state-of-the-art service center that's now open. Twice the size to service twice the vehicles by certified technicians. Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, 610 South Loop East and Gulf Freeway, and always online at gulfgatedodge.com. 2018 Jeep Wrangler, 36-month close-in lease, $8,030 down payment of $185, total due at signing, $82,15.19. 2019 Ram 1500, 36-month close-in lease, $9,073 down payment of $409, total due at signing, $94,82.69. Text, title, and registration additional. See dealer for details.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, and you guys will want to jump on the live stream because
I took my shirt off.
You promised somebody would have their shirt off. It's not Kerry Brook.
No, it's not.
No, she's like leathered up today.
She's not wearing a shirt, though.
I'm wearing a dress.
Exactly. Yeah.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
Huh? I told you guys you wouldn't wear a shirt this week. You're welcome.
Well, you had was that your first experience with a Bill O'Brien press conference today?
It was.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
Everybody built it up that it was going to be awful.
No, it's just the same one. It's the same one everyone's ever heard.
Well, there was a little bit of that, a little bit of the whole
coach speak.
Yeah.
We got to coach better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Take it day by day. Yep. That sort of thing. But I also thought he was pretty accountable. I thought he had some good sound bites when it came to playing as a complete team and a complimentary team. And
That complimentary thing he keeps throwing out is just so dumb. We got to play complimentary football. How about just say we don't need to suck in all phases? I mean, that's kind of what he's trying to do.
Well, that's actually, so the video we did on the Texans today, we broke it down. We broke down the three phases of the game because if you look at just yesterday's game and the loss with the Giants, if you look at just that game and you look at it by offense, defense, and special teams, they don't suck on any of them by themselves. Put it all together and it's a whole different story. Because if you look at it by itself and you don't look at what the Giants did, I know Eli Manning completed, I think, 86% of his passes, and that's on the secondary. But if you look at it by itself like that and you think this team is 0-3,
so are you saying they're better than what their record says they are?
Absolutely. They have the players. They don't have a game plan.
Which means they're poorly coached.
It is starting to look like
that. And I don't know
that
they have the players because very few good teams have an offensive line that looks like the Texans' offensive line. I mean, that is a – first of all, it's a mash unit. I mean, they're walking out guys who should be second, third stringers that have to be starters. I don't care who your quarterback is. You're not going to have a lot of success offensively with that offensive line. So I don't know. I mean, this may be what they are. Poorly coached with no offensive line, I would expect 0-3.
I definitely think the offensive line is the weakest part of that team. However, you have – if you look at the players individually, again, maybe it's just that they don't play well together. Maybe you're right. Maybe it's a bad combination of players because you put J.J. Watt, Jadeveon Clowney, the Honey Badger, you put them all out there. Who wouldn't want these players? I know the Cowboys could use some. The Cowboys could use Will Fuller. He just had another 100-yard receiving game.
But like Lance said when he was on here earlier, on paper, the Texans are really good.
Exactly.
Football games aren't played on paper.
Exactly. You know. It's figuring out how to put it together. And to me, performing individually as a player at the best level, that is on each individual player. Performing well together as a team and putting that game plan together, that's on the coach.
Did you ask Bill that to see how he would respond?
No, I did not.
Come on.
Oh, come on. Get out there and mix it up with him. Ask him why he doesn't go hire an offensive coordinator.
That's strange. That's very strange. I mean, I'm still getting used to the media market here and the sports market here coming from Dallas.
Are you saying in Dallas they usually have an offensive coordinator?
They usually, yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
But speaking, I have a question for y'all. Would you rather have the Cowboys problems right now, or would you rather have the Texans problems right now?
Oh, they're very similar, yeah. Honestly.
They are, very.
At least the Cowboys have an offensive line.
Yeah.
And a running back.
But they don't have receivers.
They have nobody to throw to.
And I'm not crazy about their quarterback.
Dak Prescott did not throw a pass further than 15 yards.
Dak Prescott's quickly turning into Ryan Tannehill.
He's turning into a poor man's Alex Smith is what it is. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. And I think they both have bad coaches. I don't like either situation, but I tend to lean. I like Watson more than I like Dak. But, like, my priorities are I need a good quarterback and I need a good offensive line.
And a coach.
It's like it's a coin flip. They're 1-1-1 against each other. They both have a crap coach. Texans win quarterback. Cowboys win offensive line. I don't know. I don't know what I'd prefer.
I'd rather have the Texans problems.
Well,
Cowboys have a good running back.
Cowboys have a win.
They do have a good running back, but their running back made several mistakes yesterday.
Well, Texans running backs ran for 1.6 yards per carry yesterday. Did Zeke do that?
Before that, they led the league in rushing.
Oh, well, it'd be nice if they would have showed up for this one. Yeah. Would have been nice. Bill O'Brien beat his chest about that rushing offense last week at the press conference.
You can't have it all, AJ.
I can have some. Like, I mean,
some would be nice. Like, some would be nice.
Asking for 3 yards per carry isn't asking for it all.
It's like you don't want the whole ice cream sundae. You just want some ice cream.
Yeah. There's no ice cream. Yeah. There's like one of those, a cone. The cone that's like the what's that called? That tastes like paper. Not a sugar cone or a waffle cone. Those cones are good by themselves. But
the
it's
ones
just,
that come in the cardboard box at Sam's?
Yeah. And they don't expire ever?
The ones that you get for free at Jason's Deli.
That's the cone. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the paper cones. They're like styrofoam.
Yeah, but they don't expire. I don't think they're made of food. That's what the Texans are right now. They're that cone.
See, I prefer to look at it as like, I don't need Scarlett Johansson. I just need female.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
I'll take that.
And right now it's...
If you pull its pants off, there's something there that's not supposed to be
right,
there.
Right, exactly.
That's what you're getting.
It's like Greg Oden in the house.
Yeah.
I would just like to see them change something. And last year when Andy Reid, he switched all of his play calling over to his offensive coordinator.
Yeah, Matt Nagy.
Yeah, Matt Nagy.
Head coach of the Bears.
And then they came out and it just reignited it. Why? I think it's time the Texans shake something up.
Well, that's what Fred was suggesting, that they force Bill O'Brien to hire a coordinator and force him to tell Romeo Crennel, hey, if this keeps up, we're finding a new coordinator. You can't be you.
I feel like not having an offensive coordinator in the NFL is like not having power steering in your car.
I agree.
And you don't have to call the plays as an offensive coordinator, but you have to design. And we saw it last year with Frank Reich didn't call plays in Philadelphia. The head coach did, but he still coordinated the offense and helped put in the game plan. And when you have that,
He's a guy who spends his full week with the offense.
Right.
But Bill O'Brien can't do that because he's the head coach.
Yeah. Man, the weather in Tampa. I don't know what's going on in Florida, but they were telling people to stay in their cars in the parking lot. It was so bad.
Oh, boy.
There have been like lightning storms there every week, it seems like.
Yeesh.
So, dang. Yeah. At least we didn't have that. Yeah, well, at least people were able to tailgate yesterday.
We have a roof. Yeah. Here.
Yeah, that's always closed.
Always closed. That's right.
That's one thing you'll find
out.
Which,
by the way, yesterday, probably the nicest weather day we've had in 5 months.
Oh, at least, yeah.
It's pretty nice outside right now, too.
Yeah, not as good as yesterday, though.
Yesterday was nice.
Yesterday was perfect. Yesterday was perfect. It would have been a perfect open the roof day. But
they don't do that.
They don't do that around here.
No, they don't win games either.
No.
That's the other thing.
Maybe they should switch some things up. Open the roof. Hire an offensive coordinator.
Well, I've said all along, there's some good former coaches that were really good offensive coordinators who are out of work right now that you could go get them and bring them in and in a couple of weeks have them rework things. Just bring in a different set of eyes, man. Sometimes that helps. So, but they're not going to do it. They don't listen to me. If they did, they would have traded Clowney before the draft. They would have better offensive linemen, and they probably would be better in the secondary, but they don't listen to me.
Well, Jose makes a good point. Texans have names on defense and offense, but they've all been hurt. Most of the big names on this team have been hurt at one point or another. How many of them have come back from the injuries and been better than they were before or as good as they were before? Almost all of them have seen some sort of a decline.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I think JJ looks better than I thought he would coming off this last one, but he's not better than he was. And Clowney, who knows? I mean, he can't stay on the field. Fuller's been hurt.
Fuller, yeah.
He looks better.
He looks better. Merciless, no.
No.
Watson, no.
No.
Merciless, invisible. So.
I was encouraged by the fact that he did throw for almost 400 yards.
Yeah, but, I mean, how much of that was when the game was in within range that they could actually win it? I mean, that whole last drive, that was like 80 yards of empty offense.
You still got to get the points to get to a place to win it.
I mean, he threw the last pass with like 2 seconds on the clock. That made it a one possession game. I mean, there was no winning
one,
it.
One
at
second,
that point.
You didn't even have enough time for a real onside kick.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just empty numbers, and that's why. Like, I understand if you look at the box score, you see, oh, Deshaun threw for 385 or 386, whatever it is. It's like that's awesome. But if you watch that game, that wasn't awesome. I mean, Deshaun Watson he looks like just a guy. And they needed him to be more than that to have the year that the Texans fans thought they could have.
All right.
Hail Mary time. They can do it.
Carrie Brooke, tell them one more time about your video that's going to be on SportsMap.
Yes, I think they're editing it right now. I went to the press conference today, so we just kind of break that down a little bit. We have some sound bites from the press conference and dive into what we talked about a little bit more. So that will be up shortly.
Awesome. Well, we will talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for dropping by. It's Carrie Brooke. You can follow her on Twitter at Carrie Brooke with an E at the end and a K on the Carrie. Make sure I clarify that.
Way to go, Fred. Good job.
There you go.
All right, guys. Got to tell you about BetDSI. Football season is in full swing, and you want to feel like you're part of the action? Join BetDSI. Use your sports knowledge to make yourself some cash. I got lucky on BetDSI this weekend with that Texans over. That useless drive by Watson at the end of the game, over 42.5. Ka-ching. Thank you, Deshaun, for getting those yards. I know you needed them. They're the best online sportsbook over 20 years in the business. Bet games as they go. Get live in-game wagering options throughout the season. BetDSI has built a reputation on fast payments of winnings. They know that's what's important to you. When you win, you want to get paid. Don't like football? Cool. BetDSI offers betting options for all other major sports, politics, esports, reality TV, virtually everything. Use promo code AJ101 for first-time deposits, and you'll get a 101% bonus match on your money up to $1,000. That's like a free $1,000. You can use that. It's only a game until you bet it at BetDSI. Use promo code AJ101 and start winning today. BetDSI.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-3776. A bunch of people still want to weigh in, so we'll keep the calls going. How do the standings look in our show host challenge?
There's only one game left to be played. Barry got in with a good number on the Bucks. He's got plus one on the Bucks tonight.
Nice.
Numbers shift to where Tampa's, I think, minus two, maybe minus three even. But he's still, no matter what happens, he's going to be in the lead. He's 5-0-1 right now with that game pending. You and Raheel are in second at 5-2. You guys both had 2-0 weekends. That helps. Jong dropped out of the top two because he went 0-2 this week. He's now tied with Tyler and Charlie at 4-3.
I got beat by something called Hornibrook.
Yep. Jerry Bowe is 3-2-2. Two ties.
That's very strange.
Yeah. Joel and I are next at 3-3-1. Jermaine is 3-4. Lance, Josh, and Granado are all 2-4-1. Patrick Creighton, 2-5. And our boy Nick.
Did he get one?
He got one.
Yes!
1-6 with the back door by Aggie. He texted me when Aggie was down by like 35 or 4, whatever it was. They were just getting blown out. And he's like, I hate this stupid picks game. I was like, I love it. I love that you're just getting crushed. But then he came back and won.
Yeah, I got Florida International picked up a couple for me to cover. So that was my one for the contest. And that was my big play. I was 1-2 on colleges and then went 2-0 on the NFL and 2-0 on max plays. So it was a good weekend.
Yeah. You and I were 2-0. I had that Central Florida International over that went over by like, it was in the 90s.
Yeah. I wound up betting on that. And then I wound up betting on Washington State to cover against USC. It got 4.5.
Yep.
So the plays that I put out there, I was 3-2, well, but I hit those two also.
Later on in the program, we'll get to my most painful loss of the week.
People will probably be able to guess it knowing
how
you play the Pac-12.
I think it was one of the worst bad beats I've ever had. And I've been betting sports for a while. It's got to be in my top 10 for sure.
Yeah.
It was gross. Let's bang through some calls. Let's talk to, Shannon. Hey, Shannon.
Hello. What's up, guys? Sports and sarcasm.
Sports to you.
Two-part comment real quick. Saints fan in the armpit of Texas. Basically, I'm a realist, even though I'm a fan of LSU and New Orleans Saints. I do believe both of them are counterfeit, especially LSU. But that being said, with Kansas City not over the 5-game line yet, do you think that Kansas City is a little bit counterfeit, or are they for real? Second part of the comment, I want to make sure I got you guys' Twitter rules down. And if I bring back history and it's a fact and it's true and it's something that you guys said that can be corroborated, will you guys publicly congratulate me on my large junk? I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
All right. I don't know. That's up to Fred.
I don't even know what the hell he's asking there. If you're going to bring up something from 4 or 5 years ago, don't bother.
I said that was wrong. Cool. Yeah. I admit I'm wrong on this show. Yeah, all the time.
Well, what's worse is like people bring up something you were wrong about. You admit you were wrong, and then they somehow want you to admit more than that.
Yeah.
And screw that. And listen, if you want to bring up stuff we're wrong about from the last 5 years, be my guest. Most of the time, here's the problem with that.
At the beginning of the year when I said the Texans weren't a playoff team, I don't know how many tweets I got saying I was a Houston sports hater. And now they're 0-3. Do you think any of those people are writing back saying, you know what, AJ, you were right. This team wasn't ready.
Of course not.
No.
So, I mean, if that's your whole goal in life is to find stuff we said wrong, good luck. You'll find plenty.
There's plenty.
But if I were you, I'd go out and get laid or something and do something more fun. That's just me.
Let's talk to Troy. Hey now, Troy. Sports.
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's good?
What I want to say is two parts. Number one, Bill O'Brien's a terrible game manager, but that's pretty much common. But the other thing is, I don't understand the Texans. A lot of people in Houston are not from Houston. So you have a lot of fans of other teams. And these young kids today get sports differently. Like the Saints played this weekend. I'm a Saints fan. I didn't watch the Texans game. I went online and watched the Saints game. So if they keep giving us crappy products, how are they going to get new fans? And I'm going to let y'all address that. I'm going to hang up.
Well, I don't disagree. I understand this is it's a city where a lot of people move to. I don't know if
There's a lot of
how we get the games even matters. I get games different than I got a long time ago. But I just think it kind of goes back to what Lance was saying at the beginning of the show. This is a football state. I don't know if this is really and it might be a football town, but I don't know if it's a Texans town.
Yeah, I think all you have to do is go see how many visiting jerseys are there every time the Texans play. And we've talked about this a lot. A lot of people have come from other places, especially the Midwest. There's a lot of people here from New Orleans. There was always going to be Cowboys fans here. And because of that, there's people who are fans of a lot of teams. And you would hope that at some point they become Texans fans. But if the Texans don't give them any reason to, if you're a Saints fan, you're going to be a Saints fan. Yeah. You might be interested in what they do because they're in the city you live in now, but you're not going to become a fan, especially if Drew Brees keeps going out and running for two touchdowns.
Let's talk to Keith. Sports, Keith.
Sports, guys. How y'all doing?
What's up?
Not a whole lot. Hey, man. Real quick, full disclosure, I'm a Cowboy fan, but I'm a realist about my team. I went into the season, I knew it's only a few of us that really accept the fact that we were going to be garbage this year simply because we know the maturation of Dak last year wasn't great, and he sure has improved it this year in terms of to him from his first year. So we've kind of accepted that norm, right? We know who our team is. We have great defense, and you guys made a mention about our offensive line. And actually, our offensive line hasn't been great for the last 2 years. We have lost players.
It's been
we put
injured.
Connor Williams in. I'll say that again?
It's been injured.
Exactly.
But any one of the starting linemen for the Cowboys would replace the starter here in Houston. I mean, there's not the Cowboys don't have an offensive lineman that is worse than the starter here.
No.
So,
and last year Smith was hurt a lot, and that guy makes a huge difference.
And honestly, with Dak, man, I don't know what Dak could be if Dak had a receiver. Like what? I mean, where would Deshaun Watson be right now if Cole Beasley was his number one? I mean, it probably wouldn't be good.
It would be an interesting
experiment.
To take the Cowboys offensive line with Cole Beasley as your best receiver and give it to Deshaun, and then put Dak with the Texans' offensive line. It'd be an interesting
game. Yep. Yeah. We got to hit a break here?
Yes, we do.
God, there's so many calls today.
I know. Well, I want to let the people get in because they're frustrated.
It's an understandable day.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1. What did you think when you
listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz, so I need to catch up on a few things here. We're playing fantasy football each week without getting locked down to picking games for the whole season. Want to play too? Log on to ESPN97.5.com and click on the Pro Football Pick'em. Brought to you by Bombshells. You can play for a week, a couple of weeks, or if you have it all figured out, you can play for the season. Each week, we're giving away prizes to the top three winners. One of this week's prizes is a $50 gift card to King's Beer House. King's Beer House is the perfect football hideaway. Plenty of TVs to catch every football game. Sunday brunch to help you get over Saturday's fun. Crafty cocktails of every variety and happy hour every week, Monday through Friday, from 3 to 6 p.m. Also, please check out sportsmap.com. Tons of good stuff on there today. Holly has her week 3 recap up now. Video. Tons of other stuff. Just please check it out at sportsmap.com. Follow us on Twitter at sportsmaphou. And then I have another one of these I have to do. We're playing fantasy football each week without getting locked down to picking games for the whole season. Want to play too? Log on to ESPN975.com and click on the Pro Football Pick'em brought to you by Bombshells. You can play for a week, a couple of weeks, or if you have it all figured out, you can play for the season. Each week we're giving away prizes to the top three winners. One of these, this week's prizes is a $50 gift card to Hotels.com. As Captain Obvious would say, nothing says Hotels.com lets you do you. Is that what he would say? Because that doesn't really make...
I don't think that's what Captain Obvious would say. But
I think he would say Hotels.com lets you do you.
That's right.
Yeah, might want to figure that one out. All right, I have a Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Well, you probably noticed the golf world was self-pleasuring yesterday when Tiger Woods finally won a tournament.
Oh, this is the greatest thing. This is a game changer. Have you changed your mind?
That's not a major.
No, but I mean, do you think that this puts him on track to win one?
No, not until he wins one. I'm not going to admit that I'm wrong. So,
have your person like,
You know what? He's played pretty well over the last couple months.
It's starting to look like, man, maybe the guy's got one more run in him.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think this is, he's playing at a really high level, and I love the way he played yesterday to just kind of, he had the lead and he just basically protected it and did what you're supposed to do to win a tournament.
If I said 10-1, I'll give you 10-1. He's going to win another tournament.
Well, tournament, yeah, major.
I mean, another major.
You're giving me 10-1?
If you think, yes, he will, 10-1.
Well, that's a pretty generous offer.
Well, yeah. I mean, a year ago you said 0%.
It's a bit, AJ. I've been doing this for years. I love making fun of Tiger getting his face bashed in by his ex-wife. And he hasn't been the same since. So.
No.
But no, it was fun to watch. I flipped over when... in between the games and watched a little bit of it. And, he's still, I don't know. I mean, if he can carry that over into next year, yeah, he can probably win a major. Anyhow, speaking of golf, this was a whole setup for golf.
Sorry.
How'd you like to play golf in Minute Maid Park? Sounds a little weird, right?
It does.
Something called Stadium Links is going to transform Minute Maid into a one-of-a-kind golf experience. Organizers say participants will be allowed to hit golf shots from locations all around the stadium at targets that are hundreds of feet below on the playing surface.
So they're going to turn Minute Maid into Topgolf?
Something like that, yeah.
Interesting.
It says participants will also compete to win a share of $2,000 cash purse that will be offered at each event. The course design and layout will be, they're going to do a different one at each place, but they're going to be doing it at Minute Maid Park, November 16th through the 18th.
All right.
I would,
John, get us on the media list to check that out.
No, the problem with that is I would probably slice something and break one of the scoreboards. Or windows or something. I don't want that kind of pressure.
Yeah. It's probably insurance they've got, though.
Yeah, I hope they put some netting up or something so you can't...
I guess they would.
Yeah, like the last thing you want to do is hit the scoreboard, which I'm capable of doing.
If
it's 100 yards away from the target, it's in danger. So, anyway, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
Hey, Joe. What do you know?
How you doing?
Sportsy.
Yes, I was calling in. I listen to you day and morning, going to work, afternoon, coming home. But I just want to say, who makes the decisions on the Texans team? O'Brien, he should have been fired a long time ago. We signed players that have been on the injury reserve, and we sign them, and then they go back to the injury reserve. What sense does that make? We should get a dominant receiver for Hopkins, and it should be Des Ryan, or even a wide receiver that's good like Jordy Nelson. We make the terrible mistakes of signing people, drafting people. Man, we need to let go of O'Brien.
Well, the problem is, I don't know that another receiver is necessarily the issue here.
Did he suggest that they get rid of Hopkins for Des Bryant?
No, another receiver to go with Hopkins.
Right. Yeah.
And
they seem okay at that position right
that
now.
That seems like one of the very few positions where they are probably pretty comfortable. I don't know that Des Bryant's helping this team. Des Bryant didn't help the Cowboys last year. And You know, we
you got enough guys on this roster that are just names right now, and I think that's what you'd be getting.
And we talked earlier about Bill O'Brien. Should they fire him? Probably, but it would have been way smarter to not extend him and fire him, you know, now than after you paid him to be here for four more years.
I would think, and unless they, and they're not going to go 0-16, but unless they do, and maybe two wins or something like that, I think you're going to force him to hire all new assistants and give him another year.
Yeah, that sucks.
It does suck, but at least if you brought in a real offensive coordinator to call the plays, I think that would improve that side of the ball. And, you know, if Romeo's guys don't get better, then it's time to pull the plug on that, too.
Yeah. Walter. Sports Walter. Action.
Hello?
Hey, now.
Hello?
Hello, Walter. Sports. Go.
Sports. Listen, what I want to say is that I follow Dallas Cowboys and the Houston Oilers. Now I want to tell you one thing before I make my statement. I'm a diehard Dallas fan. Now Dallas and Houston were supposed to play each other. I'm still a Dallas fan, but anytime Houston play anybody else, I'm a Houston fan. I'm really a Texas fan, but I'm 100% Dallas Cowboy fan.
Okay.
So now you understand that. I don't want to go against each other, but my heart really is in Dallas.
Right. What you're saying is you're sad every Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let me tell you this. I think that, I hate to say it, but I think Dallas had better talent than Houston.
Okay.
You know, from my perspective.
Yeah.
All right, your phone connection is not great. I don't know. I think you could. It might be six of one, half dozen of another. I think that the Texans are clearly better in some spots. Wide receiver at the top of that list. Cowboys clearly better in some spots. Offensive line being at the top of that list. You know, I think that the Cowboys defense may be a better unit right now, but the Cowboys don't have more defensive talent than the Texans do.
On paper.
On paper, there's where all the games there's are
Lance's,
played.
Lance's on paper. We got to find that sheet of paper of Lance's.
I think he threw it away where it belongs.
Yeah. People are still a little tipsy from yesterday's
Maybe
game.
Maybe so. I'm not sure what's happening.
What was he doing?
I don't know. It's just getting weirder and weirder with each call, but we're gonna
take it. Sounded like his phone was a rubber duck.
Yeah, it sounded like...
All right, guys, let me tell you about Carb Oktoberfest. It's going to be running through October 7th, second weekend coming up this weekend. And Thursday, Friday, Saturday, there's going to be music out there, live music out there every night. Saturday, the big headliner, Tony's going to be out there. It's going to be a fantastic time. Mr. Wives played on Saturday, and they rocked the house. They've got free beer garden festivities, 5 p.m. every night, Thursday through Saturday, noon on Sundays. And we're talking about a ceremonial keg tapping of Carb Oktoberfest, live traditional German bands, men and women stein hoisting competitions, and plenty more. Paid admission to the music tent, $10 on Thursdays and Fridays, $20 on Saturdays, and you're going to get to drink good beer the whole time you're out there. For the complete Carb Oktoberfest lineup and ticket info, visit carbockbrewing.com/carboktoberfest2018 or do it the simple way. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Pick up your favorite Carbock beer today or just ask your bartender to please make it a Carbock. And you're standing